Okay, top 10 stories. Let's start with our first story. The week that was the week that was. Many people call it the week from hell, but April 15th is tax day, always a hard day for many people in America who struggle to pay their personal taxes. The corporations have already filed as of March 15th. This year was quite a week. Monday, April 15th was a Monday. And sure enough, we started off with the Boston Marathon bombings. Then that same day, enormous precious metals dropping $140 in one day, the price of gold, but busting through the 1530 technical support line, which, you know, for technical traders is a very, very big drop. And of course, opens you up to dropping all the way down to 1100. Was followed 2 days later by explosion at a West Texas fertilizer plant. Then more problems in Boston as the pursuit of various suspects occurred, and an MIT police officer was shot. This all going on at the same time that CISPA is passing through Congress. Traditionally, a lot of the university crowd in Boston, where Harvard, MIT, and Boston University, among others, are located, were critical players in the lobbying against CISPA, the Internet Control Bill. Passed the House, got stopped in the Senate. On that 19th, as the manhunt continued in Boston, we see extraordinary sort of lockdown of different parts of Boston with the public transportation system and many businesses and public institutions shutting down. And it was sort of a for a city like Boston, a very chilling moment. And then same that week, we had gun legislation shot down by Congress, a very big loss for the administration, who had been pushing gun control. Midwestern storms flooded Chicago. The corporate media announced the discovery of life-supporting planets, and there was a 7.0 earthquake that hit China's southwest area. So that was a week where, if you got through that week, you thought, what else can happen? And it was an important moment for this turn in capital, because for a variety of reasons we'll see later, you're really watching a shift in power and money in major ways. Now, that week has always been a difficult week in America. That, in fact, it was that week, the week of April 15th, we had the Oklahoma City bombing. We had the Virginia Tech massacre. We had the Columbine High School shooting. So we seem to have these kinds of events on the week of April 15th. What does this all mean for you? These things, these kinds of events, it feels, are accelerating, and it's important to know when they happen that things are never as they seem, and you cannot be too careful. It's not a bad idea to, in my opinion, if these kinds of things are going on, it's not a bad time to take a vacation and get out of town.